This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle continue to question President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to fund his border wall, noting the Constitution gives Congress the power of the purse. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
He's going to protect his national emergency declaration guaranteed.
That's White House advisor Stephen Miller on Fox News Sunday when asked about the possibility that Congress could pass a resolution of disapproval. The president declared the emergency Friday in an effort to fund his border wall. But Democratic Senator Chris Coons tells CBS's Face the Nation,
Congress is going to jealously defend our right to be the body that decides on federal spending.
And Republican Congressman Will Hurd, whose Texas district is on the Mexico border, tells CBS,
we shouldn't have an executive, I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat, that tries to get around Congress with this national emergency declaration.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And tweets from President Trump Sunday, he said big progress is being made in the U.S. trade talks with China on what he calls so many different fronts. Mr. Trump said last week he might put off the March 1st deadline to increase tariffs on China if a trade deal is close. But Jeff Moon, a China trade expert who served in the Obama administration, says he has only seen incremental progress toward a trade deal with China. He said Mr. Trump has muddied the negotiations by letting politics creep into the trade talks. The battle for Islamic State's last territory in Syria continued over the weekend. With the militants certain defeat, questions do remain over what will happen to the survivors and the U.S. plans to withdraw its troops from the country. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The battle for Islamic State's last territory in Syria continued over the weekend. The militant group is believed to be contained in a pocket now only about 700 meters across. These images from the last week show civilians fleeing the fighting. A video released by Islamic State is said to show the battle from their perspective. The commander of the Kurdish-led forces leading the assault says victory could come any day now, but thousands of civilians are also stuck in there, being used as human shields. It's a far cry from the vast territory Islamic State once captured across Syria and neighboring Iraq only 5 years ago, what they called their caliphate.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. According to a joint report issued this week, dozens of female relatives of Islamic State fighters in the refugee camps of Mosul have faced harassment and sexual abuse at the hands of the Iraqi security forces. The report by the Network of Iraqi Reporters for Investigative Journalism and the Mosul Investigative Team documented 16 out of 36 confirmed cases of sexual exploitation of female relatives of IS fighters during 3 months of investigation, including five minors between 15 and 18 years of age. It also said several of them have committed suicide due to the trauma of the abuse. The report has been rejected by the Iraqi High Commission for Human Rights. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio visited aid operations on the Colombian side of the Venezuelan border. While there, he said the people of Venezuela have inspired the U.S. and other nations around the world.
Over 50 countries stand with the people of Venezuela, and we will not abandon you. So long as you are on the side of freedom and liberty, the world and America will stand with you each and every step of the way.
But the Republican senator said he was confident that U.S. President Trump's administration would not stand by if the Venezuelan government harmed or imprisoned opposition leader Juan Guaido, who declared himself interim president last month. Rubio also warned Maduro against harming U.S. personnel working in the country and said the United States would also respond if aid workers were targeted. UN officials say Yemeni leaders and Houthi rebels have agreed on phase one of a mutual pullback of forces from the key city of Hodeidah. A pullback from Hodeidah was part of December's ceasefire between Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and Saudi-supported Yemeni forces. The ceasefire has generally held despite numerous skirmishes. Under phase one, forces from both sides will withdraw from ports of Hodeidah, Salif, and Rasisa. This is VOA News.